And good morning, everybody. It's Tom Hall with you here. Again, I suppose we could say that Maryland's first batch of March Madness came in the form of this horrible weather we've been having lately, particularly yesterday. But it won't be long before we'll be happy to welcome a different kind of March Madness when the NCAA basketball tournament gets underway. Selection Sunday, when teams are invited to the tournament, is just 2 weeks away. And certain to be invited to the big dance this year are the men's and women's basketball teams at the University of Maryland. The Lady Terps are undefeated in the Big Ten Conference, winning their final regular season game yesterday by beating Northwestern 69-48. It was their 21st consecutive win, tying a school record. They are the top seed entering the Big Ten Conference tournament this week. The men's team also won its final home game of the season on Saturday, beating Michigan by 10 points on Senior Day in College Park. Joining me for a bead on these two teams are Daniel Popper. He's the assistant sports editor and men's basketball columnist for the Diamondback, the University of Maryland's daily independent student newspaper, and Ryan Balerjian. He covers the women's basketball team, and they join me on the phone from College Park. Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Doing great. Ryan, let me start with you. The Lady Terps are the third team in conference history to run the table in the Big Ten and the first since the 1998-99 season. They have had an amazing, amazing run.
Yeah, I mean, it's been incredible. What's really, I think, is the most impressive is when you think about the fact that they graduated five seniors last year, including their all-time leading scorer, three-time All-American, and Alyssa Thomas, and to start three sophomores and change conferences and go to, you know, Brenda Fries was talking about it yesterday, just how incredible it is to go to a new conference, play teams that most of these kids have never played against before, and night in and night out get the job done.
And it is a young team, which bodes well for next year and the year after that even.
Yeah, certainly. They only have one senior right now. And their sophomore class is really incredible. They've got three sophomores averaging double figures. Really bodes well for the future, for sure.
The victory that they had yesterday was their 21st victory in a row. Put that mark in context for us.
So that matched the single season record in school history of 21. And now they are three games shy of the program record of 24, which they set during their national championship run in the 2005-2006 season, and then carried it over by winning, some games the next season. So if they've got three games in the Big Ten tournament, if they win them all, so then they can match it then and break that record in the NCAA tournament.
And talk about the difference between the Big Ten Conference and the ACC, that Maryland, of course, was part of the ACC for many years. What were the expectations at the beginning of the season? Was the Big Ten considered a harder or a less challenging conference? Put that in context for us.
The ACC is definitely a little bit more top-heavy than the Big Ten. The coaches actually selected Maryland to win the conference, so the fact that they have won the conference isn't really a surprise. That's what a lot of the coaches have said when in the post-game press conferences after the Maryland games. But what's been surprising is the manner in which they've done so. I mean, they averaged beating their opponents by 15 points through the Big Ten. Obviously, didn't drop a game. But the players really pointed to a different style of play. They said it's a lot more physical, a little bit slower paced, but that really hasn't stopped Maryland. They're a top five scoring team in the country. They really like to push the ball in transition, and teams just really haven't had an answer for that so far.
And Daniel Popper, you cover the men's team. Talk about the difference between the ACC and the Big Ten and how the men's team has fared this year.
I think it's less of a drop-off compared to the women. The ACC and Big Ten are comparable in terms of talent, but I think that the Big Ten is notorious for being a tougher conference. There are fewer foul calls. It's tougher to get in the paint and make layups. You're going to draw more contact. So I think in that sense, there's a big difference there in terms of how tough the conference is and the amount of contact you're going to take before drawing a foul.
And the men's team did not lose a conference game at home this year. They've got two more games left in the regular season, but the excitement level on the campus must be pretty incredible.
Yeah, honestly, I'm a senior. I've been here 4 years. I really haven't seen this kind of excitement on campus regarding the basketball team. Obviously, the team is a lot better, but just being at the stadium for the home games, obviously going 9-0 in Big Ten at home, every game the stadium is packed. It's loud. People are excited. And it's really, really great to see from someone who's covering the team.
What do you attribute the success to?
I think primarily you have to look at Melo Trimble, who's the freshman point guard who's come in. Usually with freshmen, you don't see a lot of composure. You don't see a lot of composure. But he has both of those things. He has an incredible ability to make shots. He gets to the free throw line as well as anyone in the country. He's making close to 90% of those free throws. So I think primarily you have to look at him. But then again, across the board, you've seen guys step up. You know, you had five rotation players transfer in the offseason. A lot of people had low expectations for this team. A lot of talent left this team in the offseason. You have guys like Jake Layman and Dez Wells. Both have stepped up this season. You know, Dez has been the leading scorer for the team over the last two seasons, and he's continued to do that this season, but he's sort of developed a different role. He's been facilitating a lot more. And then Jake Layman has been a completely different player this year. In years past, he's hung out around the three-point line, hasn't really attacked the rim, had virtually no post moves. This season, he's working out of the post in offense, and he's really using that long frame. He's 6'9", 7-foot wingspan. He's really using that frame to be a menace on the defensive end, too.
And Ryan Bilirgian, talk about Brenda Free. She's been at Maryland as the head coach of the women's team for 13, 14 years, something like that. She is really a key figure in the success of this team. I understand she gave a particularly inspiring pregame speech a few weeks ago that really seemed to be a turning point for the team.
Yeah, she's great. The Big Ten allows the Big Ten, access to her pregame speeches, and they're always great. Yesterday, actually, there was some video released after their win at Northwestern. The team broke out in a "We Undefeated" chant, and she had a 2 or 3 minute talk with the team about putting this in perspective. You know, she as a coach, she's had incredible success for a young coach, but she's never taken a team undefeated through conference play. So, this meant a lot to her, and she just wanted the team to know just how much it really means, because this is a young team, and so the freshmen almost sort of are going to expect this next year. You know, I mean, they don't know what it's like to lose in conference play. So she just wanted to put that in perspective, and she just does a really good job with this young team of keeping them in perspective. You know, after every post game press conference there, after they won the Big Ten regular season title, they're like, you know, this is great, but we still got the Big Ten tournament. We've still got the NCAA tournament. You know, this is just
always looking ahead. That's right. Always looking ahead. Exactly. All right. Well, it's lots of fun to observe from our vantage point. It must be lots of fun for you guys to cover. So thanks so much to both of you for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you. No problem. Thanks again.
Daniel Popper, he's an assistant sports editor and men's basketball columnist for the Diamondback, the University of Maryland's daily independent student newspaper. Ryan Bilirgian covers the women's basketball team. They both join me on the phone this morning from College Park. The men's team faces off against Rutgers tomorrow night. They take on Nebraska on Sunday to finish out their regular season. The Lady Terps begin their quest for the Big Ten championship on Friday. We've got a link to more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. That's it for us today. Coming up Wednesday, a look at Lincoln's second inaugural on the 150th anniversary of that important speech, and a conversation about the phenomenon known as curationism. That's all on the way Wednesday morning on Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Maryland Morning is an original production
of your public radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein
and Catherine Sway.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. Tomorrow is March 3rd. On that day in history, 1931, the Star-Spangled Banner, penned by Maryland's own Francis Scott Key, became the country's national anthem by act of Congress. We're back Wednesday. Hope you will be, too.